Doctor, this is Rick Tiering on Rick Tiering on Sharon Taman. Sharon Taman. SHARON. Taman is TAYMAN. T as in Thomas. Taman. Date of birth 12/2/65. Date of visit 4/21/26. Please make a copy for. The date of consultation was 4/21/26. This is a patient of K.C. Wilson, PA-C. Consultation from K.C. Wilson, W-L-I-S-O-N, PA-C. Next paragraph. Dear K.C., thank you for sending Sharon Taman for preliminary evaluation. Next, chief complaint is pulmonary fibrosis and history of Crest syndrome. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 60-year-old female who has had a past history of scleroderma and Raynaud's phenomena with Crest syndrome under the care of rheumatologists have been had been sent for a CT chest on 6/19/25. The chest CT showed bilateral pulmonary nodules as well as pulmonary fibrosis UIP pattern, which was stable from a previous CT in October 24 period. She also had mediastinal lymphadenopathy, which was stable period. The patient has shortness of breath and occasional cough, but no sputum production. She has Raynaud's phenomena and has skin manifestations of Crest syndrome. She denies any chest pain. And has no leg or calf muscle pains. Presently also on nifedipine 60 milligrams daily and tadalafil 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history of Crest syndrome and history for Raynaud's disease. Yes, had hypertension and hyperlipidemia. And has had aphthous ulcers of the mouth. She also has major depression. And has had lung nodules. And allergic rhinitis. The surgery was unremarkable. Oh, I'm sorry. Surgical history includes tubal ligation. Next, allergies to penicillin. Next, habits. The patient smoked 2 to 3 cigarettes a day for 10 years, then quit. Alcohol is occasional. Next, family history. Father died of CHF. Mother died of dementia. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, but has sore throat and hoarseness. She has urinary frequency, no flank pains, and she has no asthma or hay fever, but has shortness of breath, wheezing, and coughing spells. She has abdominal pains, heartburn, and reflux. She has no diarrhea or constipation. And tenacious chest or jaw pain or palpitations, but has leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising and bleeding gums. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness and aches. She has no seizures or headaches, but has numbness of the extremities and skin rash with stiffness of the skin around joints and digits. And she has itchiness. And next, med list. Loratadine, 10 milligrams daily. Nifedipine, 30 milligrams, 2 tabs daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Aldactone, 25 milligrams daily. Albuterol inhaler, 2 pills, PRN. And Tessalon, pulse, 200 milligrams, TID, PRN. Recently on Tadalafil, 5 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no cyanosis, icterus, peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128/70. Pulse is 80, respiration is 18, temperature 97.2. Weight is 172, saturation 95. HEND norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next, upper lobe bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with fine crackles at lung bases. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerve is grossly intact. Extremities will tightly stretch skin over the digits. And peripheral cyanosis, diminished peripheral pulses, no calf muscle tenderness, common sign is negative. The skin was dry and scaly. Rectal exam deferred. Next, impression number 1. Kress syndrome. And Number two is pulmonary fibrosis. In brackets, UIP. Number three is chronic cough. Number four is hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study to be done. Echocardiogram report will be requested. She was placed on the Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2+ QIDPRN. Follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for KC Wilson, PA-C.